This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty with Matt Corey as well with you.
What is this, a skating rink from the 80s?
It's tight.
This is the juice, baby.
This is the juice, man.
You're liking a juice.
I do.
Do electronic, groove, sick, swagger. Those are the descriptives.
One man, one desire. He sold tortillas down on the street.
You ever see that movie guy like on TV and see his face and you're like, oh my God, it's just weird because you're so used to him just being the movie guy that you actually see the guy.
Pablo Francisco, man.
Oh, that was so good.
Stand-up comedian. That's where I got that from. One man.
We had him in studio years ago. Yeah, he would do all that kind of stuff. It was great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger sells tortillas on the corner. You got to get down. The tortilla. Stop it.
He was really good.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know. Every time I saw his stand-up, he looked like he was looped on that Bolivian Bam Bam, which is slang for the cocaine. But, Bob, you've been, I don't know how you do it, man. Two teenage daughters, and I know this because I got a bunch of buddies that have kids not nearly the age of yours, but they're like 8 to 10, and you know, now they do the broken heart.
Yeah,
you know, that means that they're over you instead of the Taylor Swift or the Colts guy that always does the "This is our Colts." Now it's they look at you and then they break it. It means back, you know, get away.
Oh wow!
And then, when they do it, their mom Lindsay will be like, "Addie, stop.
Don't do that."
And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
But why do I let him do it?
It's like, a thing,
right? What's happening?
So now every time I come over there, it's like, oh, Dusty's here.
Yeah, don't like you, right? But it's the new thing, and they're doing it, and they'll be on to something next week. I mean, that's just kind of the way that it goes.
You get blindsided, what, twice a night?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I mean, you know, or you're just at games, or you're listening to the kids talk, and you're like, I have no idea what this conversation is about.
Imagine you coming home, Jen Fesco is your mom. And she makes one of the most insane dinners you've ever had.
Well, that's not happening.
Put yourself in their shoes. And
they would be they would lose their minds. Mom made something good.
Or they'd be,
Mama, that burn.
What did that say?
Mama, that burn.
Mama, that burn.
Mama, that burn.
They would be singing her praises if she made something good. Like, they'd make a Broadway show if my wife cooked something good. Jen made something good.
Hey, guys, Mom's cooking dinner tonight. Why are there 4 orders of DoorDash?
BBL stinkies. Yeah, it all kind of started. Did I tell the DoorDash story on the air, or did I just tell you guys that one, right? So a couple months ago, I guess it was, DoorDash showed up at the house for this friend of my daughter's, right? And she's kind of been staying with us on and off because for whatever reason, her parents decided it was the right thing to move to Payola when they were sophomores and seniors in high school. Well, that's changed. They've moved back. It literally a month later, like, we can't do this anymore, right? And so her friend, like, was out of town in, I don't know, it was Wisconsin or Chicago or wherever it was. And all of a sudden, DoorDash showed up at the house for this friend of my daughter's. They're like, oh, and they're like, oh, cool, free food. Yay. We're like, damn, how? I mean, she ordered DoorDash to the house. She didn't know where she was, right? Ha ha, funny, funny. Weeks later, my daughter goes, yeah, you really thought she misordered that. She goes, you told me I was in trouble if I was going to order DoorDash. So I decided to have her order it and have a mistake delivery to the house. And I'm like, God, I can't even be mad about that. You know, I'm like, that's really good.
That's just clever.
I mean, it's just, yep. It's really good. Like, congratulations. You won that one, right?
Yep,
I mean,
you got me.
You really outsmarted me on that one. And I'm proud of you for that. Really, quite honestly, I thought that was a boss move, right? And so I was texting my younger daughter about something. I go, send me the 10 terms or whatever you think, however many there are, of the top terms that I need to know and adults need to know from kids these days, right? Because this also was on the tail end of going to a middle school football game on Saturday and seeing the cheerleaders do, we want 6-7 more instead of, you know.
Love that.
Yeah, so the cheerleaders are in on it. So 6-7 is obviously the first one that comes up, which nobody knows what the hell it means, but everybody's walking around 6-7, you know, doing all that nonsensical stuff. And so the next ones are Riz. We know what that is,
Riz,
right? Because my daughter texted me, Dad has more Riz than Mom, and everyone knows it.
Riz.
So we got that one going for us.
Riz.
Sigma. Do you guys know Sigma?
I've heard this. I don't know what this is.
I stayed a lot of nights there in college.
Well, that's what I thought, yeah. Too. I'm like, okay, what are we looking at? Sigma? I have no idea.
Shout out Tri-Sigs at UCM.
Do they say what the Sigma? Is that what I've heard?
I don't know. It's just Sigma.
I know Stigma.
Stigma. But not Sigma. S-I-G-M-A.
No idea.
Yeah, so I don't know what that one is. I remember looking it up, and it was like something that wasn't important to me, and I'm like, all right, fine, whatever. UWU.
That's an acronym.
Uwu.
Uwu, yeah. It's Uwu. Just like a love acronym, basically, is what Uwu. That is. You look it up, and it's like an, you know, owl with eyes or something, you know, ridiculous like that. Skibidi.
Oh, skibidi.
Skibidi?
Skibidi.
Skibidi.
Skibidi. Yeah, skibidi.
Yeah, don't know what this means. I've heard this.
I do.
Have you used it?
No.
Okay, good.
I've heard any of this. Okay. Besides Riz, in a funny way.
Yeah, and 6-7.
Yeah, you're right. We do like 6-7.
Yeah.
6-7.
Yeah, that 6-7 hour is getting really good for us right now, right?
Yes.
41 is the next one.
Okay, what's that?
Don't know.
They just say that?
I have not heard that one, quite honestly.
Skibidi comes from a toilet? It's a series. Skibidi toilet. I'm dead serious.
See, that's the thing. You look this stuff up.
Skibidi is a nonsensical term from a viral YouTube series of the same name originating from the remix of a 2022 song. While it can be used as a meaningless joke, it also has become slang for something cool or bad.
Yeah, so cool or bad. Skibidi. Oh.
That's skibidi, though. It's like aloha.
Yeah, you want to go to Chick-fil-A, that's skibidi. Is it good bad, or bad? That, yeah, like,
aloha means goodbye and hello.
Right, yeah. So skibidi is the new aloha. I do like that.
I like that.
Hyperpigmentation.
Is that skin?
Just like look that up.
I mean,
it's like weird skin pigmentations or something. It started from a meme or something that, you know, led us to where we are. Mama that burn.
Mm-hmm. That's got to be like something like that means it gets fire. Like, mama, that was good.
Mama, that burn. Mama, that burn. If you're an older gentleman and you're peeing.
You mama, know. That burn. Mama, that burn.
So that's good. Okay. Mama, that burn.
Mama, that burn. I'm assuming that's something good. Like, if you make something good for dinner like Dusty does every night. Mama, that burn.
Mama, that burn.
I don't even cur FR.
We all know what that means.
Mm-hmm. And then fine.
Yeah, fine S.
Yeah.
Spelled differently and probably pronounced differently maybe, but.
With an ite.
Yeah, yes, ite. Mm.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, that's a lot. That's foreign language.
You're getting hit with that every night?
Well, I don't get hit with that. I listen.
Mm.
And I hear them.
The only way to kill it is to use it against them.
And then, you're using it out of context, and then they mock you, you know.
Not even skibidi, dude.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And what's funny is, you know, obviously you're going to get people that text him, be like, I thought this was a sports radio station.
Did we get that? Did we get good?
Well,
I'm glad we did.
What's funny is we got, you know,
We got a guy that says sports radio question mark. That was at 7:53. Mm-hmm. And yesterday at 11:25, his text into Cody and Goal was graham cracker base ice cream with cookie dough. Tastes a lot like a snickerdoodle. Oh. But then comes in today with our energy with sports radio. Get the F out. Don't let the door hit you where the Lord split you.
Graham cracker base ice cream with cookie dough tastes a lot like a snickerdoodle.
Kiss 753. My ass.
Sports radio. I'll tell you this right now, and I mean this wholeheartedly. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I love sports, and I love everything, but my most important goal in this show is to be relatable to our audience. And I know there's a lot of you out there. I mean, shout out to Tyler Banker, who sent me yesterday. We just happened to bring up a 6-7 conversation. He goes, my daughters were in the car, and they figured I should send this video to you. And
it was them cheerleading doing it. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, we're all here with you. Like, we can give you Chiefs for 3.5 hours, and we're going to give you 30 minutes of life because we know that you're all relating to this. When your kids come home, like, Dad, your Riz is nice. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. Do they call you bro and bruh at your house,
oh,
too?
Because,
I mean, come on, bruh. I'm not your bruh. I'm your father.
Because, like, somebody came in here today and says, 9 and 11-year-old boys, these new terms are killing me, LOL.
Yeah.
I have found out, though, if the parents use it, they don't find it cool anymore.
Okay.
The best way to kill your enemies is with your own enemies' tactics.
Yeah, it's true. No, it really is. I mean, you just go back at them with that stuff. But they look at me different. Like, if my wife started doing it, they'd be rolling their eyes. They look at me and they laugh.
They kind of think it's funny.
Like, we were at soccer yesterday, and the cheerleaders are there, right? My daughter's a cheerleader in the JV soccer game. So I started doing the cheers in the crowd, right? And my daughter's laughing, and all the other cheerleaders are like, look at your dad up there. If it was my mother or my wife... Be complete mom, stop embarrassing
cringe,
us.
Yep.
Yeah, total cringe if it was my wife. But I'm doing it. They're all laughing and having a good time. Some of the other moms started to do it, and they all kind of looked the other way. You know, like, come on. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Me, I can get away with anything.
That's awesome.
Glazing.
Yeah.
We know that one.
All right.
Cookie. That's some fine, you know what? Sorry to disappoint graham cracker crust, man.
Fine.
Eight.
Yeah.
Graham cracker crust, man, is very mad today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.